Brunchtime Motivational Talk Show, only on Shalom FM. It is written, men ought always to pray. There is a relationship between prayer and power. Join us every night for Midnight Prayers with Bishop Joshua Simeon.
Life feels perfect, other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing, we can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable, hope can live or die. So speak life, to the dead and darkest night. Speak life, when the sun will shine and you don't know why. Gets twisted, other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life to the dead and darkest night.
Lovely day to you all. This is Sir Brian. Welcome to Shalom FM on the Motivational Drive. But we're taking things on a different note today. We've changed the show from just being a motivational show to discussing life and so much more. The song that was just recently played is a song by Toby Mac. It's called Speak Life. And this is what Toby Mac had to say about the song. He says that, I hope this song reminds you that you can speak life to everyone you come in contact with every day, whether it is your words or the look in your eyes or the smile or the action that you take. You can always make a difference in people's lives. We need to speak life. So today, this is discussing life and so much more. And I have an amazing, amazing guest, and I'm really excited. We've been looking forward to doing something together for such a long time, and this is the beginning of great things. Her name is Lizzie, the orator, the one with the speaking virus, and you get to really know and understand who she is, what she's all about, and what amazing work she's doing. Just to give you a basic background of Lizzie, Lizzie is a mother of two amazing sons and boys who are my best friends. She's happily married. She's not only just married, but she's doing amazing things in regards to making use of her gifts, not only as a speaker, as a preacher, as a teacher, but she is a business lady who juggles all that, but still thrives and brings about success in her life. And she has so much wisdom to share, not only with you, but we are able to learn so much more. Lizzie, welcome to Discussing Life and so much more.
Thank you so much, Shalom FM. Thank you, Sir Brian, for having me.
Yes. So, Lizzie, what I know about life is I can never really give the introduction that you can do as a person. So I want to give you this opportunity to introduce yourself to the audience.
So when people hear me or when people see me, they say there comes the orator with a speaking virus. But I say to you, don't tune down that radio. Don't go back, because my virus is not like COVID. It's the virus that infects with wisdom. And I guarantee you that by the end of the show, you'll be infected with positivity such that you have that impact that you need in your life.
Yes, yes, we have so many viruses, negative viruses, people who are speaking negativity, but here we are with Lizzie, who's about to speak positivity, to bring positive vibes again back into our lives. Now, Lizzie, as a lady who's not only a mother to a family, who's also you're doing a lot of things. You're taking care of your family. You're running your own business. Okay, one thing that I forgot, she's the one of the chair ladies of Agape Women's community. There's a community of ladies who are helping each other to build not only businesses, but in regards to handling even family matters, in regards to doing so much more. Lizzie, how do you manage to do all that when others are saying, I'm now just a mother taking care of me, I should just stay at home and cook?
Okay, first of all, if you have God by your side, you can do all things. All means everything. So sometimes I take a pause and reflect on life, and I'm also amazed, like, okay, I'm doing well in family, I'm doing well in business, I'm doing well in Agape, I'm doing well even in Destiny Linkers, but I'm also amazed, like, how I'm able to juggle all this. But I can tell you that it's only through Christ who gives me the strength.
Amen and amen and amen. Now tell me, Lizzie, you know, when you get married, there is the tendency to also forget your dreams. We usually sacrifice our dreams for the sake of the people we love. It can be your husband or your children or your wife. And then you say, maybe when my kids are grown, then they've gone to university, they are married, then I'll work on that dream. But it seems to me that from the onset, as a single person up to being married to having children, you have not given up in your dream. Can you please give advice to, I think this will be for the mothers, for the young ladies, that you don't necessarily need to give up your dream, but how can they work on it while still being able to be a good girlfriend, a good wife, and while... How can they do that? What advice would you give to someone who comes to you?
Okay, so first you should know self. So who are you? You must be able to define self. Then what are the goals that you are setting for yourself? Then you need to plan. In Habakkuk 2 verse 1 to 4, it says, make it plain upon tablets. Write down your vision, what you want to do. Because you can't say, I want to be this thing today, and tomorrow you are like another thing.
Okay.
You know, like when Joseph was growing up, he had dreams like when he was sleeping. Mm. But when he interpreted the dreams to the brothers, they hated him because they knew what kind of person he would become. Mm. So I want to say, in my journey, I didn't know exactly what I would want to be. But growing up, I would take an empty bucket, put it upside down, stand on top of the bucket, take a maize cob and start to preach just on any topic.
Okay.
But I didn't know in those times I was grooming myself.
Okay. Yeah.
But people who were passing by were like, okay, that's some preacher over there.
Mm.
But they were just talking as they were passing by. But I'm telling you now, when they see me on different platforms, they say, ah, we knew there was something in that girl.
Yes,
we knew there was something in that lady. But in those times, had I had an opportunity to have somebody to groom me, to say, okay, you are the orator, then maybe I should have taken a different avenue. But I want to say, whatever soil we found ourselves in, God already knows. People deny the processes.
Okay.
But you know what? The experience is the best teacher.
Okay.
And whatever God puts in your way, you perfect it unto completion.
Okay. Yes. I love that. I love that. So from what you just said, it's about realizing who you are, realizing what you have, irregardless of how small it is, even if people don't see it, but you taking the time to work it. Even when no one is watching, you standing on a bucket and using a maize comb to speak and preach to the trees or whatever. It's the starting process. So, in other words, start where you are. Use whatever you have and God will obviously help you. And don't be intimidated by the people around you, by everything. I know how hard it is, even as a lady, to be able to stand before men and to be able to speak, because already we have this stereotyping thing, you know, I had to say, no, what can she say? She's just a lady. Mm-hmm. But how do you remain confident even when you face that in your sphere of influence or wherever you go?
Okay, so I have this thing that I do, hey? So whenever they call me to these big platforms or these big stages, sometimes I'm having, you know, those nerves to say, oh my goodness, look at this massive crowd. But the moment I hold the mic, and because it's my calling, it's the thing that is within me, something just pumps.
Yes. Okay. So for someone who has not really gotten to a point where you are, where you know exactly your gift and your calling, what advice would you give them? Because now we live in a world where people tell you, if you don't know your purpose, what are you doing on earth? If you don't know your calling. So people are now scattered, are now, you know, devastated to see that Liz is busy speaking. I don't know, what am I supposed to be doing with my life? And it brings about, you know, people lose hope because of that. What advice would you give to someone?
I'd say to them, it's okay not to know, and it's okay not to be okay. Why do I say this? Because I remember when Jesus was still on earth doing different miracles, he went and prayed for somebody, and that somebody received sight. But when they were seeing men, they saw men as trees.
Yeah.
Then it means that the vision was there, but it was not clear.
Yes.
So by me standing on a bucket holding a maize cob, the vision was there, but I didn't know
what it meant to me
because I was like, just.
It was fun.
It was funny. I was just.
You wanted to be like the preacher.
The preachers, you know. But the vision wasn't clear. So it's okay. Give it time. I mean, whatever God puts in you, He will perfect it unto completion.
Okay.
I'm telling you, He will perfect it unto completion. And if you don't know, just go on your knees and ask, Lord, what is my purpose? Yes. I know I have a passion, but what is it exactly that I must do here? Then you get an answer.
Yeah, so I think the biggest issue that we face now, not only as a people, is that we only think that we only have one purpose to accomplish on earth, but it's not one purpose. You completing a purpose of taking care of your children, taking care of your business, taking care of this amazing Agape Women's group that you have, taking care of even the children that you work with in your company and your business. So I think wherever you find yourself at, you can begin to make use of yourself to bring about light, change, positivity, and hope. And just, as you begin to just use whatever you, wherever you are, we don't all need to be on radio, and we don't all need to be on the pulpit, or we can use our different gifts. If you make hair, make it so nice to the point that people will say, wow, and you say, God gave me this gift to weave hair, or to bake, or to make scones. That's what I'm getting from you. And to say, we don't ask, because if you don't ask, you will never know. We have to ask, we have to ask. Now, Lizzie, tell me about Agape. I think at this point in time, if you've seen on social media, we are at a phase where we're mainly speaking about gender violence. We're trying to talk about women empowerment. We're trying to get the women in the society to move forwards and to wake up from their slumber. What are you doing as Agape Love? What's your vision, your mission, and even yourself as the chair lady, what do you hope to accomplish through it?
Okay, so Agape Women Empowerment has got four main pillars, of which in the four pillars we empower women by skills.
Okay.
So if we have a person, for example, who can do hair, that person can create a class and teach other women to do this exactly things that she does.
Okay.
So that's empowerment. Okay. So by teaching them, they pay her a certain fee.
Okay.
To get that skill.
Yeah.
So they are empowering each other.
Okay.
You give me some money, then I give you a skill.
Yes.
So that's the first pillar we have. Then the second pillar we have investment and savings.
Okay.
So we have seen that most of our households, there can be a mother or a mother and a father.
Mm.
But sometimes the money is coming from hand to
mouth.
To mouth. Yes. So we created this talk first just to save. So there is different, if you want to buy a car, if you want to save grocery, if you want to build a house, if you want to have a stand, we have different different categories on the stock though. So you just follow the one that,
that
your really, heart believes in. And the other one, we have outreaches where we visit the sick and we counsel the people that need counseling. And we've identified some families during COVID-19 first lockdown that were in need of a lot of things. So this pillar of outreach is just reaching out to them to tell them that there is hope. We are women, but sometimes people look at us and feel, ah, we are a weak species. But you know what? We are doing something. And the last pillar is for networking. So by people coming to our monthly meetings or just by knowing Agape, we advertise your business on each and everyone's WhatsApp group. So that when people view my status, they'll know, ah, there is Lizzie who's doing this. So if those people view my status, ha, you get clients. So we do networking as well. So we have these four pillars. So we have an upcoming event from the 26th to the 28th. This will be a three-day camp where we have a lot of things. We have preachers from all over just coming to empower us on a Friday. Then Saturday, we have some team building and some sports because women just need to be out there.
They need to have fun.
They need to have fun. Then Sunday, we have some prizes and we have a graduation class as well. They've been doing some cooking lessons and some baking lessons. So the baking class is having a graduation because most of these women, they never graduated in their lives. And for most of them, it's first time to have a proper certificate. So they've been empowered to do baking. So they're having graduation also during this 3-day conference. So we empower each other. It doesn't matter what your talent is. So for example, if I do nails, then the second lady does nails. I mean, our profession styles might be the same, but our styles and our callings will be different. I take it also back into the Bible. There were three men that were given talents. Each was given a denarii. But look at what they produced. Three different results. So we strongly believe that we might have the similar talent, but our results will be definitely different.
You are doing amazing work there by Agape. So how am I able to join in, to be able to network, to be able to learn as a lady?
Okay, so we do have a Facebook page. It's Agape Women Empowerment International. You can just follow there. And each and every month we have our calendar. So if you look on our page, it will give you a calendar with dates on our monthly meetings. And also the joining fee is 100 rand per year. So annually you pay your subscription of 100 rand. Then we encourage each and every woman to have like a funeral policy because we believe that sometimes when you are grieving or you have lost a loved one, sometimes the burden will be very heavy. But we'll come to cry with you, to mourn with you. But it's easier when you have a funeral policy. So whatever you choose, it's fine. But have that in mind, that you have the funeral policy. And you know what? When you network with similar, you know, people, they say birds of the same feathers, they flock together. So come, let's flock in Agape Women Empowerment. Then we'll go forward as women.
I was telling someone the other day, a lady, to say, you just need to get out of your own head and to see the other, you know, the other views of the world that other people see. Because, you know, even as a mother in the house, sometimes we're so caught up in the household of our families to the point that we cannot see ourselves actually expanding or having to say this, there's more to life than just, you know, whatever you're settling for. And God is already ready to help you. And God always connects you with the right people, but you have to be availing yourself different events, different and Agape. So feel free to go to Facebook Agape, look for Agape, and you'll be able to see how you can join to learn. There's so much that they're doing, and it will be an amazing experience for you to be part of it, and I tell you that your life will never be changed. Lizzie, enough about Agape. Let's come back to you now. The audience obviously are not only interested in what you do, they are interested in Lizzie as a person. They want to know more, because now you've given them bits and pieces of what you're doing, but they want to know your journey, how you started and how you got to this point of I know it's quite a long story, but a bit of a summary that can help someone who's trying to say, how can I grow to become like Lizzie or to become great in my different field or whatever? What can they do?
Okay, so obviously I came to South Africa, Cape Town to be specific, because I was also in search of greener pastures, but it didn't work out the way I had envisioned it and the way I had planned it. So I also started working, you know, in the farms, and it was not like my cup of tea. I mean, I was waking up early in the morning, go to the farm, you know, do what farmers do, you know, what peasants
do. I
want to
know what exactly you're doing in the farm.
Okay, so the first farm I worked, it was middle stock feed, so they were pigs. So I was meant to feed the pigs, you know, clean the pigs, clean where they stay. And it was not a good thing. I mean, when the Bible says the prodigal son was looking after pigs, now I really know what he was facing. Yeah. So the reason I went there is because I couldn't find like my job description or my type
what
of work, because they said they wanted somebody who was bilingual, and also my certificate should be accredited to the other organization so that I'll be able to work. So I took that job just to earn a living and to survive. So that was a good thing actually, because that is where they bought a vacuum, you know. So the person who came with the vacuum was speaking another language that I didn't understand that time. So they brought the vacuum to me, then I didn't know how to work it. So I took it to the supervisor, who, in speaking to the supervisor, had my accent, and he was like, "Girl, do you have metric?" I was like, "I'm not here for that." But anyways, I have metric. Then he was like, "The reason I'm asking is I'm hearing the tone that you have of English, and my wife is a manager in PEP, so you just have to go and see her so that we don't waste your talent here by the farm." So I was like, "Oh, okay." Then he gave me the number. Then I went to see Mrs. Linsford that time. Then Mrs. Linsford told me, "No, we don't employ foreigners in PEP stores, but I have a friend working in workforce. Then this friend can, you know, can direct you somewhere." Okay. So I went to workforce and met Crystal Detroit. Crystal Detroit employed me to become a waitress, of which that was not even like my cup of tea, because I had trained to be a business admin. So I went to Mbekweni Library, read a few books about waitressing. Then the Friday, it was very good because I had a full apron of tips. That was a lot. So it worked well. Yeah, so Crystal directed me in many avenues. Then I ended up in Tolbach, somewhere in the plus again, in your wineland. So they were doing conferencing and team building. So I worked there 8.5 years. So working there, like you asked me earlier about knowing your talent and knowing your all, I was just working there as a general manager. So I didn't know like, okay, what to do if they say, okay, come and do a team building session. But one day, my breakthrough came after a train smash, actually, because my boss double booked a company. Then the people wanted team building. So we we did have facilitators coming from Cape Town. So my boss was like, oh, there's no way we can call somebody now. So I've watched you in the office and I've watched you helping the girls in the kitchen. So I'm confident that you can pull out something.
So it was just like that.
It was just like that. And I remember the day holding letters, you know, because I loved preparing salads or special diets because I would garnish the plate nicely. So I was like, oh, okay. So he just wrote down, okay, so you're going to do this and this and this. I am going to my group. But break time, we're going to swap because I have to explain to them. So I went there. So the moment I was there, you know, Philippians 3 came to me. Then I was like, I can do all things. So I was Christ just standing there, seeing all these people. And these people were just not people. They were corporate people. So I was there. So the first icebreaker we did, like icebreakers are just there to put you in the mood of wanting
to help you relax.
You know. But the first icebreaker I did actually helped me to win them. It was breaking me. It was breaking my eyes and breaking my ground. So that moment, I took the flip chart and wrote expectations. So it was opening a lot of things from them. So the moment when my boss came back so that we can change, they say to him, actually, you know what? We want Lizzie to facilitate us because it looks like she works with us. She actually knows a lot of problems that we are facing. So that was like a moment of breakthrough. Then 2 years down the line, another company that was incubating small businesses came. So I asked my boss if I can attend a small session with them. So I attended a small session. Then I saw, I'm too late into my calling. So at that time, I registered my company, Destiny Linkers. Then when they discovered I registered my company, they had to fire me because it was like a conflict of interest. But it was a good thing. Because if they had kept me there, doing whatever they want me to do, I was not going to be on this platform now. So they did good. And it was not easy taking the first steps because I was not comfortable with anything. I was used to stay in a big house, having a salary, having all those good things that a general manager gets. But now being told you have 72 hours to leave everything, that came down crashing on me. But I thank God that, you know what? He who sees you will bring you where you must be.
That's what you just said right there is amazing. I think it was the guy who made the Apple iPhones who said that when I look back, when I connect the dots moving forward, it doesn't make sense. But when I connect moving backwards, it makes sense. Because I saw you moving from taking care of pigs, having to learn, having to go to the manager to say, I don't know Afrikaans and I don't know how to operate a vacuum cleaner. Someone just hearing your voice and deciding, no, you're not meant to be there. You're meant to be somewhere else. Doing the introduction, which led to another introduction, which led to where you got and to the point of where you had this opportunity for you to facilitate, which you had never done, but you were simply just there. And because already, I think we forget that God orchestrates events in our lives for our good because He knows the plans that He has for each and every one of us. And the Bible says, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. So He knew, God already knew that, yes, Liz is moving to SA for greener pastures, but that's where the seed that I've placed in her heart is going to grow. It needs to be watered. It's going to be watered by bed rain, by the sun, by the heat. But at the end of the day, that seed is gonna grow and bear fruit. It's amazing. So we cannot lose hope on our gifts, on our dreams. We cannot lose hope. And don't think that where you are is where you're permanently going to be.
No.
No, right? don't. You can always grow. And I like what you said, Lizzie. Mm-hmm. You say that when you were told that there is a waitering position for mm-hmm. you and you didn't know anything about it, you were flexible. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are not flexible. Like they're saying, this is who I am. But flexibility allows you to maneuver, to change.
Yes.
We don't go like the same route that everybody goes. You go to university, mm-hmm. high school, get a degree, get a promotion, buy a car, get married. But sometimes life is a zigzag, but you have to allow yourself to be flexible. Mm-hmm. But I like what you said, preparation. When you're told you're going to be a waiter, you went to the library.
Yes.
How many of us actually go to the library? It's important that we go to the library. I know that you're a reader, but I want you to give an encouragement to people who would see themselves not as readers, what reading does for you, or why you read as much as you do, and what you have gained, and just in a bit of some, I don't know how you're going to say it, but...
Okay, I want to say it like in like how it's said in the Bible, that Habakkuk was talking that I'll take myself and station myself and see what he's going to say to me because of my complaint.
Yeah.
But he said to me, take tablets. Mm. That time they didn't have books or they were using stones.
Mm.
So you must write the vision down.
Yeah.
So each time I'm reading a book,
yeah.
or a script, I write down in my notebook
whatever
is being said there, or
what makes sense to you, what the highlights, your heart,
you know,
yeah.
I write it down because I know the moment I write it down, he who reads it will run with it.
Yeah.
So the moment I'm reading through the notes that I'm writing, my mind will run somewhere to fetch that thing that I was looking for.
Okay.
So if you're not reading, then you're not growing.
Okay. Yes.
Because where are you getting your information?
Okay.
Because each time you read, you have different revelation of whatever you are reading.
Yes.
That's why it says in Habakkuk 2 verse 1 to 4, he who reads it will run with it. So the moment you read a script or a statement or a book or whatever you're reading, your mind runs somewhere to fetch what it's supposed to fetch.
Yeah.
So reading is very important.
Yeah.
For me, it's very important because each time my mind is renewed and my mind runs to catch something that I didn't know of.
Okay.
Yes.
I think I recently read a quote that really caught my eye. It says that the lion will never be able to have their story understood unless they learn to speak, write, and read. So the hunter will always tell the story. So whatever story you have of your life, it's simply your own version. But for you to be able to change it, you actually need to read. Read expands your mind. You said it expands your mind. It helps you grow. The same way that a baby has to drink milk and, you know, to grow, is the only way for you to grow as a person is to read. Now, Lizzie, tell me about marriage. It's an aspect that we cannot skip because now we have so many broken marriages. We have so many people who are diving into relationships only to have their lives messed up. Young girls, you know, even young boys, you know, teenage pregnancies, and so much chaos that we have in this world. And I just want to, what advice, what words of wisdom would you share, not limiting to any, just whatever comes to your heart? Because like I said, this is discussing life and so much more. We talk about everything because we know that we're going through different things in this life. But whatever you may have may be what I need to hear at this point in time.
Okay, first of all, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. So I've just believed that when I entered marriage, I'm a good thing. Mm. By the way, 17th of December, I'll be 10 years married.
Wow. 10 years.
10 years in the marriage.
Wow.
Yes. So if I was the good thing, I ought to be good all the time, hey? Mm. So I do all that I have to do that a wife does.
Okay.
You know, so I'm submissive to my husband. Yeah, it doesn't matter what the world says.
Submissive.
Because people will bring their own experiences. Mm. But what does the word say?
Okay.
Because if I understand me, and I understand my husband and my family, I ought to be submissive.
Okay.
So I am submissive and I listen.
Okay.
I listen. I might be the orator, but I have two ears for a reason.
Okay.
One is to listen and one is to understand.
Okay. Listen and understand.
Both ears don't hear. Yeah. One listens and one understands that's being said.
Okay.
So the same way as the waves are coming to you, to your ears, one ear is listening, but the other ear is connecting to your brain, to understanding what is being said.
Okay.
So whenever my husband speaks, I listen.
Okay.
Not to answer, but to understand.
Yes.
And you know what? He does the same.
Wow.
He does the same. Wow. So we want to call our family a tag team.
Okay.
So whenever he is in, I'm outside the ring supporting him.
Yes.
But the moment he's tired, high five, baby.
I come in. Yes.
You know? And every time we win, you know, it's a celebration for everybody. Even the kids know, we have won.
Wow.
You know, so taking your spouse or your husband or your man, wherever you are, it makes you, you know, have that confidence and that courage.
Wow.
So some people are afraid, I don't know of what, but it's not as people say.
Okay.
Just go in there with the mind of a wife, with the mind of, okay, you know what? God said it's not good for them to be alone.
Yes.
I'll create him a helper. So be there as a helper.
Okay.
Be there for that thing you have been called to do.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. From what you just said, it seems like you have a little heaven on this earth as with your family, you know. Tell me about your boys.
Okay.
Tell me about your boys. I know they are pride and joy, and the reason why I ask this is some children are dying for love. Some mothers are not able to give love, and some fathers, some we don't have that. And you know, them being able to just listen through, they will be able to see what a happy family, or what having a mother, having a father, what it can mean.
Yeah, so I love my boys, obviously, and I thank God for the two boys. It's Joshua Tawana Nyasha and Theodore Tadiwa Nashe. So they just complete what family is, because when I got pregnant with the first one, we were like, this is gonna be a boy, no matter what people think. Because we told God we're going to have a boy. Then, boom, it was a boy. Then, second one, we say, it's another boy.
Okay.
Then, it was a boy. Then, we really asked, when I was having my second born, we asked the sibling, the bigger brother, who do you think is in there? Say, it's Tadiwa. You know?
What? Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So we have no doubt, you know what you ask from God, he gives that thing.
Okay.
In the scripture it says you cannot ask him for
bread and he gives you a stone.
No, you cannot ask him for fish, then he gives you a snake. No. He gives you exactly what you need. So for these boys, I got them and I make sure that I love them back. In the very best manner I know how.
Okay.
I tell them about God and I ask them, what do you think God is to you? Because I want to hear their thinking so that I'll help them. Because it says train up a child. Train.
Yeah.
What is training? Is to put them in line, in system, to give them values.
Okay.
So I train them in the manner that they should go. So each time we have a conversation, I'm training them to think. I'm training them to be out of the box. I'm training them so that they will become the best version of themselves.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. You see, we it's easy for us to not to fix broken men, but it's easy for us to grow right children. You know, it's easy to fix things when they're still small before they become big. Because once they become big, it's really, it means you might have to do a whole engine overhaul, but already it becomes expensive for you. So I really appreciate that as parents, you talked about praying for your children, asking God, you really asked God, asking God exactly what you want. And you talked about training a child in the way he should grow. And I think that's what we need, because now you see, we have so much crime in this world. We have so many things going on in this world simply because people are not given the right values. People are not trained, we're not taught or disciplined and whatnot. Tell me about Destiny Linkers. Destiny Linkers, you said something about it earlier on, and we cannot leave end this show without talking about Destiny Linkers. What is Destiny Linkers' vision of Destiny Linkers' mission? And just tell us about Destiny Linkers, please.
Okay, so Destiny Linkers is an empowerment business. So we do different forms of team building that unlocks potential amongst human beings. So we go in schools and in companies, just assuring them that where you are might be your position, but don't die there. Unlock your potential. So for example, you're a cashier. Don't just die there asking, can I give you a plastic or can I swipe your card? But you have so much potential, even though you're sitting there as a cashier. So we try and build those people up in the best manner or in the best version of themselves by empowering them, unlocking potential.
Unlocking potential. So we have potential, but sometimes we don't have the master key, or we don't have the code, the pin code to say. So Destiny Linkers will help you unlock whatever potential you have. Potential is basically energy that is not being used to fulfill what it can fulfill. So I actually like the name Destiny Linkers, to say destiny is something that you're actually meant to be, to achieve. And then Linkers, it's that connection. Sometimes you need that connection to spark and to, you know, to make things happen. So how can schools, how can companies, how can corporates and business get in touch with Destiny Linkers in regards to what you do and you being of service?
Okay, so currently we have our WhatsApp group, 061-559-2222.
Wow, that's an easy number to remember.
That's an easy number.
461-551-2222. Yes.
Yes. So you can just drop us a message there, then we'll get back to you. But we also want to be in your end of year parties, just to reassure you that it was a difficult year, for everybody, but you know what? Life goes on. Let's unlock what we didn't unlock when we were in the lockdown. So if you have your end of year party and you want to invite us, we come there. We just don't do activities, but we also redirect you into the strategic planning. We redirect you into the vision and the mission of your company, just helping everybody in there to understand what is the company going to
be in sync. So you're not just coming with your own things, but you actually customize your services to meet whatever different companies, schools, to help them be all that company is. You know, you don't divert from the vision of the company, but you're just there to oil it, to keep the gears turning and to help them, you know. So in regards to schools, because I understand that our children, the young people are the future, not just the future, but they are the generation that's supposed to make things happen, even now, not even in the future, even now. What do you do with the schools in regards to team building, to the games? Give an idea or paint a picture to, let's say I'm a headmaster at my school, and mm-hmm. I've heard about Destiny Linkers, I've heard about Lizzie, and I'm thinking of inviting Lizzie, but I want to know, what does, if Lizzie comes for a day, what we should do?
Okay, so we believe that the best manner to get them, if they are not in the classroom, is by playing.
Okay.
But what will playing. They be playing? Yeah. We play as we learn.
Okay.
So whatever activities we do, there's a reason behind each and every item.
Okay.
So for example, we have time management and goal setting.
Okay.
But we will play. To see how do you set your time.
Okay.
Yes. We have social cohesion, we have personal ID, character building. Mm. So whatever they are doing while they are playing, we monitor them, we observe them, then we say, did you see how you kicked that ball?
Okay.
Only to your friends. But remember, here you were playing with the whole classroom.
Yeah.
So if you don't do inclusivity,
yeah.
you're wow. not going to go there. Because it says if you want to go there faster, go alone.
Yeah.
But if you want to go further,
go as a team.
Go as a team. Okay. Yes. So we do play as you learn. Okay. So we put them in a setting where they can experience these things by playing.
Okay.
Then we reflect to them like what they have learned, and I guarantee you, because they'll be playing, they'll remember it for a lifetime.
which is true, eh? Even as an adult, the things that we used to play, even up to now, we remember, because at the end of the day, no matter how grown we are, we still have this childish, we still have a child deep within our hearts. And I know that with the team building, you've also done with ladies who really allow themselves to say, okay, we didn't know, we thought we were old, but we had so much fun. You know, I think sometimes we take life too seriously to the point of not allowing ourselves to be free, to have peace, to have joy, mm-hmm. to have that freedom to just, you know, express ourselves. And Destined Linkers will help you do that, to go back to Jesus saying that if you want to go to heaven, be like a child. Because a child is able to adjust. A child will easily make friends. A child won't hold a grudge for too long. Mm-hmm. A child will easily, you beat him up now for being bad. After 2 seconds, he comes, he hugs you, mommy, you know. And as adults, we are carrying so many baggages because we're simply not able to forgive or to forget. And all these stresses that we have, a child will still have faith in the parent to say, my mother can fight the whole world, you know. A mm-hmm. child has that, which is what we need even as adults, to still have faith in God, to say God can help us and see us through and all that. Lizzie, we almost coming to the end of the show. I didn't know that time flies so quick. But I want to give you this opportunity to feel free to say whatever you'd want, a message that you'd want. Let's say 20 years from now on, someone to listen to this, what you want them to get, or what legacy, what would you want? It's your freedom hour, your freedom minutes to just say whatever you have at heart.
If you do have time to pray, God does have time to listen. So whatever you do with your time, every one of us is given an opportunity of 24 hours. But the best knows what entails in the 24 hours.
Okay.
So for you to go up, know what to do with your 24 hours.
Mm.
For you to succeed, know what to do with your 24 hours.
Mm.
Because there's no replay button. Once it's done, it's done. So make sure that you grab everything you can while you have that opportunity in the 24 hours. Thank you.
Wow. And Lizzie, how can people get hold of you? Yes, they don't want to get through to Destiny Linkers. They don't want to get through Agape. They want to really come to Lizzie to maybe come with a personal issue, to get help or to get advice. How can they get hold of you on social media? Where can they see you? Where can they find you and stuff?
Okay, so on Instagram, I'm Orata 263 on Instagram. Then on Facebook, I'm Lizivimbai Gwamba. Then my Gmail is lizigwamba mrs@gmail.com. Then my hotline number 078-333-4948.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much, Lizzie. It was a pleasure to have you on Shalom FM.
Thank you.
I'm sure that I got so much, even the audience, I'm sure that there is so much. And I'm sure that we're going to have to come back to do a follow-up in regards to this discussion that we have. This is Shalom FM. You feel free to get in touch with us. Our WhatsApp number is +27810269868, and you can email us, send us an email, info@shalomfm.org, and find us on all social platforms. It's Shalom FM number one. This is Sir Brian. I really appreciate you taking the time. This is Discussing Life and so much more, and I'm sure that from the show you saw, we dive deep into all the topics that pertain to life. May God really bless you, may God help you, and may God help you in regards to having the abundant life. Jesus in John 10 verse 10 says, "The thief came to steal, kill and destroy, but I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." So my prayer to you is that may your life be abundant in regards to your marriage, in regards to your business, in regards to your networks, in regards to everything that you do, and may you have a blessed day further.
We are Shalom FM Cape Town, your local community radio station. Remember, there's always a way out in Christ. Serving the body of Christ, you are listening to Shalom FM Cape Town, where listening gives hope.